L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159. Let's do it at 6 Sports Grid Radio Networks. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates back in a couple of moments. I find it interesting here. I see there's a story. Baker Mayfield having surgery ASAP, won't play on Sunday. So are you telling me that you guys actually thought that, like, somehow he gave you a better chance of winning, even though you knew he wasn't 100%? And even at 100%, whatever. But, like, I don't really understand this. Like, why didn't you shut him down? Like, it's, you know, we can talk about Baker Mayfield all we want and his inadequacies, but the fact of the matter is the Cleveland Brown organization and the coaching staff are, for lack of a better word, buffoons. Like, so you knew, listen, Baker was not 100%. He's been beat up all year. He's getting killed out there. And plus, quite frankly, he's not very good. So were you trying to sabotage your season? You know what I mean? So what, now you say, oh, he needs surgery? like you could have saved his ass, his reputation. Like, you know, like, nothing made sense. So another thing is, so you know he needs surgery, yet you left him on the field last night to get murdered. Say what you will about Baker. He's a tough-ass kid. He kept getting up. But he got smoked. All right? He got smoked like a spliff on the back of Snoop Dogg's tour bus. Okay? And oh, now he needs surgery. So the other part of me is, well, for the betterment of the football team and everyone else on the team, how come we didn't make a quarterback change a couple of weeks ago, right? And when we were still actually alive for the playoffs, coach. You imagine being an offensive lineman on this team, or, you know, being Nick Chubb's agent, and wondering and asking. Now, another thing is, coach, like, so you left Baker in until we were eliminated, and now he needs surgery. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the reason we're eliminated is because we overused Baker and you didn't give the ball to Nick Chubb enough. Like I said, Baker Mayfield's a problem. Baker Mayfield's never going to win a Super Bowl as a starting quarterback. You know, a lot of guys won't. But, yeah, it's nothing personal. You know, nothing. Not saying anything mean about Baker Mayfield when we say that. But Stefanski, like, seriously? Like, the play calling was, you know, beyond criminal. Like, the underusage all season long of Nick Chubb, it was baffling. And the overusage of Baker Mayfield. Like, watching Baker struggle was actually hard. Like, you know what I mean? Sort of like watching a kid play, like, baseball in a league that's, like, too good for him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're watching your kid and you're like, oh, boy. Yeah, like, he's striking out all the time. But at some point, you bring the kid to, you know, you put him back in another league. Right? Like, they just, so, I don't know. Like, I tweeted it. I was almost sort of joking when I said it. But I said, I was like, almost like Stefanski is like, screw Baker and let's get him killed out here. They were like, you know what? I don't really like him anyways. So let's keep him in the game and let's get him murdered right now. And now, all right, you got him murdered and now he needs surgery. But as I stated, if you really wanted to salvage your season and win, if you really cared about winning, instead of just blaming Baker Mayfield. Because the fact is, Baker wasn't 100%, right? The guy did get murdered. He was beat up. Case Keenum would have given you a better chance of making the playoffs.
Risen from the ashes, take what you've got. You think I'm dead?
It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's level two. Let's do this thing. The Mightier 1090. We're breaking it down. Andrew McKinnis from Wager Talk will step up and in, as will Steve Merrill in level three. Mike Tenier already joined us. So another night, another arrest in the National Football League. Bud Dupree, the latest one. So what did he do? Charge of misdemeanor assault after a fight with a store employee. This is kind of a new one. Issued a citation and said a Walgreens misdemeanor assault. Does have anything to do with a mask? It's always a mask behind these stories. According to Metro Nashville Police, the incident took place at a Walgreens on Sunday night at approximately 8 p.m. after a verbal altercation between a 20-year-old male employee and some individuals who entered the store. The subjects then re-entered the store with Dupree, who allegedly grabbed the employee and his phone and was involved in a physical altercation with the employee before leaving. Due to the victim being assaulted, the defendant is being charged with assault and fear of bodily injury. All right, the employee was treated after suffering a cut on his forehead, and a female employee was treated after suffering a cut on one of the back of her hands. All right. It doesn't say like what started the incident inside the Walgreens. But nice to see that Bud Dupree is focused on the playoffs. That's what I always tell guys, right? When you guys hear me tell handicappers this, we get into it. Oh, it's a look ahead. It's a flat spot. And look ahead for what? For who? You know what I mean? This guy's arguing and fighting with 20-year-olds in a Walgreens, okay? Do you really think he's worried about an NFL schedule? Do you think he's worried about, like, oh, who are you playing in 2 weeks? No, he's trying to beat the crap out of a 20-year-old kid in a Walgreens, okay? Look ahead. So flat, look ahead for these guys. Look ahead past what, all right? I think the moral of the story is a lot of these players are insane, okay? I got to be honest, whatever. Who hasn't gotten into it in the Walgreens before? Thou shalt not throw stones who live in glass houses. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, the pistol players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. All right, let's just get to the playoffs, man. Are we going to do this thing or what? We got the college football playoffs. Of course, we got the championship game. And, you know, it's so regional, this, when it's two SEC teams. You know, at least before, when it was Alabama and Clemson all the time, it was two different conferences. It was two different parts of the country. It was, you know what I mean? It was, at least it was like, all right, you know, somebody, you know, going head-to-head with the SEC here, and finally someone's taking them down, and the Clemson Tigers were, right? I don't know how you guys feel about it. From a football perspective, it's cool. It's a good game. It's a, you know, super ton, you know, a ton amount of talent on the field and all this type of stuff. But, you know, it's, you know, they're conference rivals, so they play each other. They, you know, they just played each other. We've seen this matchup before. Georgia haven't beaten them since 2007. There's a lot about it where, you know, it takes some of the shine off. Like, even if it was like, you know, Cincinnati or, you know, anyone, any of Michigan, anyone else, Michigan versus Georgia, or if the you know, if the semifinals would have been the title, etc. But to me, just, you know, like I said, just the fact that it's, you know, it's an all SEC matchup, it's Alabama again. I used to get more, you know, sort of angered by Alabama's success. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just when you get sick and tired of the same team all the time. And I did in the past, but I've come to appreciate Saban's greatness more over the years, in which, you know, it's impossible to do what this guy does. Like, if you look at all these other teams, they'll come and go, right? Like, LSU were, like, Alabama's rival, and they come and go. They'll pop up, they'll win a championship, you know what I mean? And then they'll sort of disappear for a couple of years. You know, the Florida Gators had a little mini run. They'll pop up, but you know what I'm saying? You know, Clemson had that run. You know, like all these teams have these little mini runs and stuff of success that is like really impressive. Yet, what's the one constant? It's sort of like Tom Brady. What's the one constant? Like, you know, Tom Brady's like the one constant of the NFL all the time. It's like, wow, really? Look at all the players that have come and gone. And it's still Brady. Still Brady, right? And it's a very similar situation with Alabama, in which, like, we take it for granted. You know, it's crazy to say that because, and it's the thing, listen, Saban's never been the most popular guy, really, but, you know, he has, you know, he is in Alabama, let me tell you. But, we take, if somebody wins all the time, you know, it almost looks easy, right? I saw the same thing with Jordan, right? Like, even with Michael Jordan, it got to the point where, you know, you sort of took it for granted just because he won so much. You know, Wayne Gretzky, like the true great ones, until they're actually like at the end of their career or they're gone, you know, that's when you realize, damn, man, this, you know, what this guy did. But, you know, just, you know, for the longevity of how he's been able to keep this Bama train going, like how many times has he lost a million players? You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of good programs and stuff. And then they're not quite as good in the following years. It's like, yeah, well, look, man, they lost like 13 guys to the NFL, right? Like, it doesn't matter with this team, right? He plugs in, they plug in a new team, you know, new, you know what I mean? It's a new team, new players, fine. That's coaching. And to me, listen, Kirby Smart did a great job. He outcoached Harbaugh in a semifinal game. There's no other way of, you know, the entire Georgia staff did. Outcoach the Michigan staff. But it's very difficult to outcoach Nick Saban in a championship game. And, you know, Nick Saban getting points. It's like, wow. And it's crazy, too, because Nick Saban never gets points. And the last two times he's been an underdog was against Georgia. And both times they've beaten him outright. Saban's never lost to Georgia and Alabama. I mean, they haven't lost. He wasn't the coach the last time they lost there. I mean, the last time they lost to Georgia was 2007. It's a hell of a long time ago, right? So, you know, it's pretty crazy that Georgia's the favorite again. But, you know, hey, here we are. Here we are. As it is right now, listen, I've got Alabama to win the championship already. I played a future for Alabama, so I'm not a big hedger and stuff, but I'm thinking about coming back with a little Georgia. Is Georgia minus 145 on the money line? I've got $1,000 coming back, or $1,100, I think it is. $1,200 coming back for Bama. So I could figure out, you know, a way where I would make money for sure. I just hate nullifying bets. It's something inherently that just bothers me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell myself, yeah, you know what? I'll put myself in this position to hedge, and I never do. Because then when I get there, I'm like, nah, man, you know, I'd rather just take my chance than hedge, right? If I thought they could win before, I'm going to stick to it, and, you know, I'd rather win the full money. So I have a real, you know what I mean? I have a real problem with hedging things. It just, it makes me ill. You know, who the hell wants to make a bet that you know is going to lose or is nullifying another bet? It's sort of like the same feeling when you have a side and a total in a football game. You know what I mean? And you realize you're not going to win them both. It's one of those, oh, man, if the other, I'm losing right now, but if I come back, then the game goes over and I have the under. But if they don't score, I could win the under, but it means I'm going to lose. It's a bad feeling. You're like, oh, damn, right? Like, it's that sinking out of that steel. You know? It's the same thing for me with hedging. And it's, yeah, you know, I've got Alabama. if I could tease this and figure this out somehow, you know, I've got to put some thought into this. I need to regroup at the Red Lobster. I'm going to regroup at the Red Lobster and put some thought into this and see what the best way to approach this is. Right, I believe we've made connection with Andrew McKinnis. Wager Talk steps up. What's going on, McKinnis? How you doing tonight?
Gabe, it's great to be here. Sorry for my delay here, man. How you doing?
You should be. It's disgraceful, McKinnis. disgraceful. Well, you sound very clear and good. Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. So, how do you feel about hedging? Like I said, it just bothers me. I don't like placing a bet that is like I know is killing another bet. You know what I'm saying? It's just something I don't like doing. I've never liked doing it.
I don't like doing it unless I kind of went in with it with the idea thinking I might do that, if that makes any sense. I don't like to sporadically do that and like get nervous or, you know, I'm going to try and make a couple bucks off doing this. For example, you know, I played 14-1 on Carolina to win the Stanley Cup. You know, that to me, that's big enough where I could potentially find myself a hedge. You know, I played 12-1 odds for Pittsburgh to win the Eastern Conference. That's a pretty big enough number that I could potentially find some type of hedge spot, but that's kind of been thought out. I don't like just kind of hedging out of nowhere or hedging out of a bet. If you have a bet and your team is in the finals, it's kind of just preference-based, I guess. But one thing I hate and I have horrible luck with, Gabe, is what you were just talking about, having a side and total on the same game, man. I just can't do it. I never do well when I do that.
You try to avoid doing that, really? You don't like having both, so you don't really, huh? Because I
always have a lean. Yeah, I usually have a lean on both, but it doesn't often work out well for me. And I don't like cheering for it because, like you just described, it's annoying.
If you have
the over, but you have one team on the money line, it's like, well, you know, you pretty much want just one team to do all the scoring.
Yeah, that's when you just walk out of the room and hope for the best. But it's a good example. Like last night, I took the Oilers against the Rangers, but I also took the under.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
So I got the split, right?
Right.
So when it's going under, you know, that's when it's cool, right? That's when it's on your side. But tonight I rolled the dice and I should have taken the over. I did, and I took the under in the Panthers game with the Flames, and I took the Flames and I ended up going 0-2. Yeah, we'll talk some pucks on the other side. I got to tell you, though, man, it's been goals, goals, goals in the National Hockey League since their recent start. Andrew McKinnis, the puckhead. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Mo. Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Less than 6 weeks to the Super Bowl. Question is, who's going to be playing in it? That's the question that we need to answer, isn't it? If we're going to cash in on these futures. I'm just looking right now. What's this? Weekly specials. Ooh, they've got a bunch of crazy ass. How about this? Here's a FanDuel weekly special I have up. We were just talking about this earlier. Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon to combine for 175 yards rushing. Well, I don't know. Joe Mixon better do it on his own because they don't give the ball to Nick Chubb, right? So pretty hard to want to take that prop right now. But they've got a bunch of props up, actually. Highest scoring game of the weekend. Lowest scoring game of the weekend. Highest scoring team. The Buffalo Bills are actually favorites to score the most points this week in the National Football League. So, McKinnis, it's NFL football, the final week of regular season play. It's kind of whacked out this week. You see some strange point spreads because of the situations. But there are a couple of big-time games. How are you approaching the final week of play here?
Very carefully, just like I really have been the past couple of weeks in the NFL. But this week in particular, you know, I think that you're someone that agrees with me, or we're on the same page a lot about the just in general overreactions to pretty much everything in sports betting. People try and buy into every narrative they can. I heard you talking earlier about look ahead spots and that kind of stuff. Well, this week is a good example as well, because some of these teams are good for a reason, and it's not just because they're first stringers or you know, the top guys. Some of these teams that are really good also have good secondary players. And I think you see that in every sport, that sometimes in the preseason, when it's the second stringers and none of the top guys out there, you still see that team dominate. So even if we aren't going to see all the number ones or all the usual plays we'd see from some of these teams, they're great for a reason, because they're great all around. So I'm not going to be as hesitant to back some, you know, quality teams. Albeit I'm a Packers fan, Gabe, I'll probably be looking at backing the Packers in the first half this weekend. Everybody thinks that we're just not going to see anybody playing offense on the field for the Green Bay Packers, and I just disagree with that. You know, I still feel like they have talent on their team. They'll be able to make some plays for at least half the football game. So I'll be on them. But Chargers and Raiders, that's a game everyone's talking about. It's a game that's going to be super exciting. I like the over in this one, over 49.5. I expect plenty of points. Yeah. I think it's going to be an exciting game. We know how great the Chargers are offensively. Don't know if I trust them defensively. I think it should be a good game to watch, Gabe.
Yeah, I like your pick there, actually. I think, you know, they're playing for a playoff spot, so you could say, wow, you figure it would be more defensive or whatnot. But I think, like you said, I think the Chargers are just going to go in there and attack, and the Raiders are going to have to try to keep up. I've been waiting. Listen, this number's been moving around a bit. And it's like, I almost think, like, am I seeing things and stuff? Like, are these lights too bright? These lights are bright. And I'm like, is it 2.5 or 3.5? But I swear to God, I saw it at 2.5 earlier in the day. And then I saw it at 3.5, and I was like, son of a bitch. It went to 3.5, the Chargers. And no, I see it at 3 again right now. And I'm leaning with the Bolts. I've been riding them. I've been riding the Raiders. I believed in them. And like you said, sort of fade the narrative all the time. And I bought into the Raiders for the most part. But I think it's the end of the line here, even though they're getting Waller back, right? I still think the Chargers find a way of winning this football game, McKinnis.
I think that sometimes embarrassing losses that a team faces, talk about kind of an overreaction, can really just make everyone kind of scratch their head a little bit too much. And I think with the LA Chargers, that's kind of what we see with them with that loss against Houston. You know, it's one game. It's one game. It's one week of football. You know, it's 41 points against 100%, but it's one game. It's one week. And, you know, you move on to the next week and you get it done and you allow 13 the next. So I like the Chargers as well. I think they'll get it done, and I think their offense will just be too much. I don't think the Raiders can trade points with them. So if the Chargers have a good game plan going in and they manage the game well, I feel like they will get the job done. I'm not buying into the fact that, hey, well, did you see what happened against Houston? Well, I don't care. It's one week, man.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. I agree with you on that take, but I got to call you out now, McKinnis, to be honest. Never heard you once bring up the Green Bay Packers. You're a bandwagon jumper. Now they're good. You're a Packer fan.
No, I've been a Packers fan for years.
I'm kidding.
Honestly, Gabe, I got to say.
It's like how you dropped it now, like with confidence, too. You're proud. Well, I was a Packer fan.
The reason why I always say that.
Instead of
saying
I'm a Packer fan.
Well, the reason why I always say that, because we're talking from a sports betting perspective, that I know that anybody that knows I'm a Packers fan.
But you are a Packer fan, you're saying, yeah.
Anybody that did know would just be like, oh, he's just talking like that because he's a Packers fan. It's the same thing with the Habs. That's why last year during the playoffs, you were chirping me for saying good things about the Leafs. And I was like, man, if I don't say any good things about them, people will just call me biased. So
No. You were biased during the hockey playoffs. There's no disputing it. You were biased. I'm not saying dude. With your picks. I'm not saying with your picks, but your hatred for the Leafs was clear and through.
Oh, of course. That is. Yeah, the hatred was for sure. I'm not going to deny that at all.
Your tweets, though.
You'll get no argument about me.
I hate to admit it, too, because I remember some Leaf fans were coming at us. I remember during that. Saying you guys will suck next year, and I remember you and I were like, "No, we won't." I remember I remember responding to someone. I said, "As if," I said, "Cole Caulfield, Romanoff, Nick Suzuki, they're not going to suck." I said, "You guys will suck, right?" I said, "We don't suck." You know what I mean? And but hey, the hell did I know that Carey Price was never going to play? I didn't know Shea Weber was going to retire or his shoulder was going to fall apart. And everything else in between.
I got to read this off to you, Gabe. This is the COVID lineup for the Montreal Canadiens right now. All right. First line, we've got Toffoli, Evans, and Hoffman. Second line, Lekkonen, Byron, Harvey, Pinard. We've got Wyman on the third line.
Oh, yeah. It's brutal.
We've got Romanov, Petrie, Edmondson, Sherratt, Savard, Jake Allen, Caden Primo, Samuel Montembeau. That sounds like an entire team. Those are all guys on COVID, Gabe.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad team, too. Like it sounds like a bad team, but you're right. That's the team. It's a bad team, too. Like, I don't know how the hell they managed to, like, what the hell happened to their roster? Like, it's like, wow. But nevertheless, I'm hoping they get a big-time draft pick. I got to be honest. Like King Ganja is saying in Dallas, this is how I judge true fandom. Do you have a Packers tattoo?
Does McGinnis own QB Green Bay stock? Like that's the true thing.
Yeah, like, are you a true? Do you own like stock, like a true Packer fan? Do you have it up on your wall?
I heard the stock went pretty quick, man. That's all I'm gonna say. I heard the stock went pretty quick. Oh, I don't have any tattoos.
That stock's symbolically meaningless.
But yeah. Did you hear about that? That's
whatever. You pay for nothing. What? No, you got a piece of paper that says you own a piece of the Packers, and you never get. Yeah, you have no voting share, and you never get your money back.
I'd rather spend that money and buy some merch.
Yeah, or bet it.
Yeah.
Or bet it. Like I said, like true Packer fans. Now, I got to tell you, I'm buying into the Packers, McKinnis. I'm buying in. Might worry you. It's like I'm like the kiss of death, maybe. I'm buying in. And in fact, I like the Packers. I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not really looking that far ahead, but I'm just looking at the NFC picture, and I know they lost last year. You know, they have lost on their home field, so it's not like they won't lose at home. Yet I don't think they'll lose at home 2 years in a row. Oh, that's what I'm saying. And I think, you know, they've been down this road, man. Matt LaFleur's been his third crack at this right now. Aaron Rodgers is playing as good a football as he's played in years. And Aaron's, you know what I mean? If you look at, you know, the McAfee interviews every week and everything with Rodgers, he's sort of pulling a Tom Brady in a way. Like, whatever it is that's motivating him on a weekly basis, it's working. You know what I'm saying? Even though I think half of it's garbage and half it's wrong, right? And I'm not talking about even his views about vaccines. I'm talking about, like, you know, he calls out the media. Like, he blames some girl in the media that didn't even write a story. I demand an apology from her. She didn't even write the story, bro. Like, you should be apologizing to her. She got death threats after that because of him. Like, literally. Like, Packer fans attacked her. She didn't even write the story. Like, he got the wrong person, and he was complaining about fake news, ironically enough. And then he gets the wrong reporter. And, you know, so I'm just stating all that stuff, though, he's feeding off of it. You know what I mean? Like, every week, if you'll notice with him, guys, I've caught on to his act now. Every week he has a new sort of enemy. The media, the woke culture, before the Packers, the GM, the, you know what I mean? If you'll notice, he always just sort of has like an enemy. It's very political. You know, like, let's make someone the enemy and then like direct all of our hate towards that. And like, it's sort of like fake motivation, but it's working for him. Right. And I'm telling you, like, he's going to win the Super Bowl and he's going to be, oh, you know what? Screw you. You tried to cancel me. I'm telling you, man. Like, if you're a Packer fan, I would like it, McKinnis, because this guy's on an effing mission right now. I'm telling you what.
everybody has a way of getting into their zone, you know, no matter what it is. If it's sitting by yourself in the locker room listening to music, or if it's, you know, chatting with all your teammates, or you doing whatever before the game. Everybody kind of has their thing. And
his is reading Twitter and the media.
Yeah, that's it.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Thing, and the funny thing is, I think that the point you're making is a really good one, because he does not mind being the enemy, and he almost likes that. Like, I don't care about anybody else besides, you know, my team and kind of what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, if you try and, you know, come at me, I'm ready for it.
No, he, like you said, he embraces it. Like, this is, he's using it. He wasn't always like this, but I think he's learned from Brady.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We just stepped on their face with a hot-nail boot and broke their nose. We just crushed their face. We dumped it over.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Steve Merrill stepping up and into level three. If you look at the NHL standings here right now, Arizona are the worst team in the NHL, but just barely. Montreal are right there. And I got to tell you what, it would be great if you're the Montreal Canadiens, McKinnis, to get the top pick in the draft. I don't know who's the top pick is. Is there a savior this year in this year's draft? Are there a couple of saviors?
Shane Wright is the clear number one.
Is there? What about number two and number three, et cetera? Like, are they all good? I know about Shane Wright. Are there a couple of good guys that are like top tier?
I think that's still being battled out, because he's kind of been the number one guy for, like, it seems like years, and the rest of them are still kind of battling it out. The thing that's kind of weird right now is that these guys aren't really getting the opportunity to battle it out because of what's going on with junior hockey.
Yeah.
You know, so. To be honest with you, Gabe, I'm not sure what the current, every kind of, you know, draft analyst would have a different person, I think. But obviously the number one's pretty clear. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with the junior seasons this year.
That, you know, it's a very good point. It's difficult to scout these guys. But Shane Wright is the stone cold number one pick. As I say, you know, listen, the Canadians were in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. They're not going back this year. You're better off just trying to stockpile talent. And there was also talk of Roberto Luongo, which I find kind of strange. Like, Roberto Luongo has never been a general manager before, so I don't really understand the connection here. But I've heard, I don't know if you saw, so Roberto Luongo and Danielle Briere both going to interview for the Montreal Canadiens general manager position. Basically, if you're from Quebec and you can speak French, you're going to get interviewed. That's basically the gist of it there, McInnes.
So I've learned. They're probably going to hire Claude Julien again in a couple years. Maybe Michel Therrien will get a crack when I turn 40.
Hey, don't laugh. It might be there. they actually might. So what about Danielle Briere? What has he done? Like, is he actually like, is he act like, because I, you know what I mean? All right. So look, Danielle Briere is actually... He's run the Maine Mariners, the Philadelphia Flyer AHL team. So, like, you know, this is what I'm talking about with the Canadian organization. So that's the resume you're looking for. So I get it. Daniel Breer is a good guy. He's trying to pay his dues and stuff. But so you go from running the like, you're not even the head, you know, you're not the GM of the Flyers. You're running their AHL team, and that's like, you're the Montreal Canadiens or the most Stanley Cups ever. Like, their hiring process is kind of screwed up. Let's just call it out for what it is, you know? I don't know. They can't seem to get it right. They won't. They, you know, it just, they narrow themselves. Supposedly, they're interviewing like 10 different people for this, though. So we'll see if they can nail it. Maybe, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, but I don't have a lot of confidence in them.
Well, at least they're taking their time and they're not rushing it. I mean, there is a rush, but there isn't, because I don't think there's anything that's going to save this team in the next couple weeks right now. Hate to say it, but especially with injuries and COVID protocol, all that kind of stuff. So I'm happy they're being patient with it. But, you know, the point you raise about somebody coming up from the AHL, being a GM and stuff like that, that's kind of the biggest debate right now in the NHL, and actually a complaint I've seen all over social media with the whole, reduce, reuse with coaches. They're just recycling. It's the same coaches getting recycled all around the league. So people are kind of, you know, bidding for these younger coaches and GMs to get their opportunities. The problem is when they get there,
but even these guys are recycled. Like, they're just the same guys. Like, you know what I mean? It played. Right. I swear, I'd go to Europe. I'd shake it up, man. I'm telling you. I'd, you know what? If I was an NHL team, I'd just say, who's the best coach in Finland right now? You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, who's the winningest coach in Finland? I'd say, hire him. Bring him over here. Right? Like, new blood, new attitude, a new scheme, new systems, right? Like, new, you know, let's shake things up a little bit here. Everyone just repeats, like you said, bro. It's like the same guys. They interview for the jobs over and over. Now there's all these inexperienced guys interviewing that, you know, just it makes no sense. But one thing,
there was talks, Gabe, of Mike Babcock coming back.
To where?
To Edmonton. He's now coaching at the University of Saskatchewan.
That's a bad place for him. That's not a good place.
But do you think Connor McDavid needs a vet coach, or he needs a younger coach in that team? Do you think it's good for them to have an older coach or a younger coach voice in the locker room?
I think they need a younger coach.
I would agree with that.
Personally? You follow them closer than I do. I was going to ask you about them, actually, because I see it's always the same crap, right? So they're blaming Tippett now. Florida love Tippett. They're blaming Tippett. And now, the goalies, it's always the goalies. They always blame the goalies in Edmonton. But to me, yeah, I think, you know, it's sort of like the NFL, McInnes, right? Like, who has more success? These sort of old men dudes that have been recycled and are just around all the time, or you catch it with, you know, the McVays and the Kingsburys? And the NHL is too conservative like that. They don't give young people a chance. They don't want to. They don't like you. You know what I mean? They don't. That's their deal. But, you know what I mean? It's the NHL is the definition of the old boys network and the old boys club. It just is. It's always been that way.
Yeah, they hate trying out new coaches. They hate letting other coaches, you know, kind of get the bump up from the minor leagues or from elsewhere. It's weird.
Like, think about it, McKinnis. Like I said, like, you know what I mean? Like, how many times, like, do you think that's crazy? So what? Let's get a coach from Sweden. Let's get a Russian coach, right? Let's get a Finnish coach. You know, guys can be Singlish, whatever, as well, but how come they don't? You know what I mean? No, they'll just rather, well, you know, this guy just got fired from there, and let's hire him. He's available, and I used to play golf with him, and I played with him 22 years ago, and right? Like, that's how it works. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you look at soccer. Look at, like, international soccer and all these soccer teams. They don't care where you're from, bro, right? Like, what language you speak, where you're from. If you're the best guy for the job and the coach, they'll hire you. Right, the NHL doesn't seem to operate like that.
It's always bothered me. Boring. You see a coach get fired, and then like a month and a half later, another coach gets fired, and they're like, "Oh, well, this guy got fired. He's available."
Oh, you're gonna hear. You're gonna hear the next time the job's available. Well, Paul Maurice, Paul Maurice could be.
You've already heard it
over here.
Edmonton.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
So you called it. You called it. Yeah. So Paul Maurice.
I didn't even know that.
And I respect it with Paul Maurice.
What he said, even Paul Maurice said, what do you guys?
Year. He said, did. I'm not coaching until next year.
So he didn't even lie and say, I'm not coaching. He said, till next year, even, right? Yeah, I'm taking his seat. Yeah. So he didn't even lie till next. So he even knows, yeah, my phone will ring in. So Maurice's name's coming up, huh? It's funny, right? So what, you want to hire this guy? He just stepped down because he couldn't win somewhere else. It's crazy.
Imagine one guy, Gabe, if he's like in his like resigning like press conference or after he got canned, and just like, yeah, I had a really, really, really good experience with this team. I'm too bad it didn't work out, but you know, my phone lines are open tomorrow.
Well, let's see. what you do is you just use the line, I'm going to spend some time, I'm looking forward to spending time with my family. And then like a week later, you pop up. It's like, well, I was just, you know, and you're back. That's the way that rolls. But one thing has been a big theme tonight. I don't know how many games. Let's see. What was the finals? What was the final? Final tally. All right, so the Devils and the Bruins went over. The Panthers went over. The Lightning went over. Holy crap. Sharks and Wings go over. Colorado-Chicago goes over. That's 5-0 to the over. Winnipeg win 3-1, 5-1. All right, Nashville-Vegas under 5-2. All right, so the unders start to squeeze in the back door here. 5-3 after the Philadelphia-Anaheim game. Still
early
5
games over. Late games under.
Yeah, so 5-3 to the over tonight. And we've seen since the restart here, it's been heavily, heavily scoring, isn't it? Another 5-3 to the over tonight.
Big time, and it's fun to watch. Fun to bet on, fun to watch. Not just full games, first periods as well. Team totals, I think I'll become a lot more of a team total bettor, you know, in the next little part of this NHL season. I'm not always a team total guy, but I think I might get into that. Just because of how many leads we've seen get blown this year in the NHL, I figured I might as well just get behind one team to reach a certain amount of goals and not even worry about the other team.
So there's only two games tomorrow. You got Edmonton and Toronto and St. Louis and Pittsburgh. Any overnight leans with these hockey games?
So I'm not sure. So we're not going to see Connor McDavid on the ice. He's got COVID.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
100%
yeah.
Official. McDavid, it's been really weird because, you know, he's had like one negative test, one positive test, and they're testing him tomorrow again. I feel like they're going to just try and keep testing him, you know, 20 times until it shows up negative. I'm not sure if we're going to see him or not. I like the under 6.5 tomorrow. We're getting a 6.5, two teams with lots of talent on the ice. You know, I think everyone's going to be lining up as far as they can to bet the over in this game. The problem is, this team and the Edmonton Oilers, we have seen a perfect exhibit of how they just haven't improved their depth issue. They haven't. And the amount of money they paid Zach Hyman, who I think is a great two-way player, it's actually backfired on them. The Toronto Maple Leafs have three or four players they were able to pick up when they got rid of Hyman or let him go, and they make the exact same money combined as one player and Zach Hyman does on the Oilers. They don't have enough depth. It's a huge problem right now for the Oilers. And Jack Campbell's been playing well in net, so give me the under 6.5 in that game tomorrow. But Gabe, for props, I don't always give props in your show. Draisaitl shots on goal tomorrow. Remember that one. Draisaitl shots on goal. It'll probably be 3.5 at around -115. They don't have a lot of guys to be trigger happy. I take a lot of McDavid shots on goal props. I think Leon Draisaitl tomorrow over 3.5 shots.
I'll take a look at it. I don't bet a lot of hockey props either. I'm so overwhelmed with all the NBA props all the time, but you know, there's money they made with them. I like where you're going. I played some of the goal props. Any inside tips like that? Anybody on any 16 game scoring streaks? Because then we're too late to the party. But any players that are starting to heat up right now that we should keep our eye on for props? Besides Drysdale shots on goal.
I'd look at guys like Pasternak for shots on goal, Victor Hedman. I'll tell you, Gabe, here's a little tip I'll say. Defensemen. Because defensemen, you're always going to get 2.5, not these 3.5s or 3-plus money. These guys, you know, that are manning the power play, like Darnell Nurse for the Edmonton Oilers, someone you might not think of, you know, some of these defensemen, you know, Jeff Petrie, even for the Montreal Canadiens, I would take him. There's so many guys you can take that are defensemen that, you know, no one's really betting those, and they're kind of sneaky overplays. But those are the guys that aren't getting those challenging, almost like trying to score type shots on goal, just the looking for an off the pads deflection or a tip in front of the net type thing. So I guess my tip would be the looking for towards the defenseman. But as far as the streaks, I don't really have much for you on that right now.
Well, I guess they're just getting started too, but that's why you got to get in early. So the Blue Jackets have given up 7 goals in consecutive games for the first time in franchise history. They also become the first team to allow 7 goals in each of the first 2 games of a new calendar year since the 1989 Pittsburgh Penguins. That's amazing to me that hasn't happened more, McInnes. You're telling me since 1989 that no team has ever given up 7 goals in the first 2 games in January? Since, like, that amazing. Crazy, huh?
That's a bad record to break.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I don't know. I'm surprised. It's surprised it hasn't happened more. All right, we'll wrap up with McInnes on the other side. See if he has any take it to the bank, slam dunk, slap shot, power play winner, stone cold lock. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Andrew McInnes. Throwing it down with us just for a couple more moments. All right, McKay, so before we get you out of here, so for the record, the Green Bay Packers right now, plus 380 to win the Super Bowl at FanDuel, and I am buying into the Packers. I think they are going to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know who they're going to play in the Super Bowl. I'm not sure. I am hoping it's the Buffalo Bills. I think it could be. I think there's a distinct chance it could be, actually, the Packers versus the Bills. But what do you like on the way out? So you said you like the over of the Chargers-Raiders game on Sunday night, and you're taking the Packers in the first half against the Detroit Lions?
Yep, I also like the Falcons at home getting some points. I feel like bold. They spoil a little bit of a party here. So I think that's kind of an interesting sneaky play as well in a game I think's not too high scoring. I'll take the team at home getting points that, you know, maybe is being a little undervalued here, underappreciated.
I'm going to do to you what everyone does to me on Twitter, and it always pisses me off. Dude, sometimes you see I'll post like 22 NFL picks, right? Like all these props and picks, right? And somebody else, what about the Jet game? It's like, well, listen, if I like the Jet game, I would have included it in my 22 picks, right?
So, if I had a dollar, Gabe.
Exactly. I'm sure like you post, like, sure, exactly. I'm sure you think you're a nice guy. I'm like, oh, I'm going to share like five NHL picks with people. And what about the Flyer game? It's like, if I liked it, I would have posted it, okay? I didn't.
Yeah. I did a show today. I do a show every day talking in NHL. Watch the show. Those are the picks I like.
Oh, well, yeah, I get that too. I'll get it like I'm on the air. We're live. Well, who are you on tonight? It's like, dude, like we're live on the air, bro. But I'll ask you that. Who are you leaning with? San Francisco and the Los Angeles Rams. Wasn't one of your top picks, but big game here. Niners getting 4 points with Trey Lance at quarterback.
I'm gonna go with the Niners. I think that they can keep it close. I trust the defense, and I just am not as high on the Rams as it seems like everybody in the world is. So they're nothing special to me right now, and I don't think they can blow them out by margin by any means. Give me the Niners. I think they'll keep it close.
All right. Happy New Year, McInnes. Go listen to some Luke Combs and rock out. May the winners be yours tomorrow. Thanks.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.